This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Judge Rules Against WCS Merger with Energy Solutions. On Wednesday, Federal District Judge Sue L. Robinson entered her sealed judgment in favor of the Department of Justice and prohibited Waste Control Specialist, WCS, and Energy Solutions from moving forward with the proposed $367 million merger of the two nuclear waste storage and disposal companies. The judge's decision was based on antitrust law. In a written statement, Andrew Finch, acting Assistant Attorney General of the Justice Department's Antitrust Division, said, quote, "Substantial evidence showed the head-to-head competition between Energy Solutions and Waste Control Specialist led to better disposal services at lower prices." He continued, "Today's decision protects competition in an industry that is incredibly difficult to enter. While Energy Solutions' preference was to buy its main rival rather than continue to compete to win business, today's decision ensures that customers will benefit from the competitive process," end quote. In related news in April, WCS asked the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, to temporarily postpone review of its application for a 40-year license to build and operate a consolidated interim storage facility for 44,000 tons of plutonium fuel generated by commercial nuclear power plants at the 14,900-acre dump site located on the New Mexico-Texas border, 5 miles east of Eunice, New Mexico. WCS was concerned about the growing costs associated with the application. In response to Judge Robinson's ruling and concerns about a possible bankruptcy of WCS, Karen Hayden of the Sustainable Energy and Economic Development Coalition, also known as the SEED Coalition, stated, quote, "WCS's high-level radioactive waste dump could be halted by the Department of Justice decision, since the company has said they don't have enough money to complete the application. However, WCS is likely to seek a bailout from their lapdog, Energy Secretary Radioactive Rick Perry. Taxpayers could be left footing the bill," end quote. People along the transportation routes are concerned about shipments of high-level waste from the commercial nuclear power plants in the east to west Texas, including through Dallas, Fort Worth, and San Antonio. The consequences of an accident or attack could be catastrophic. For these reasons and others, Dallas County Commissioners and Bexar County Commissioners approved resolutions opposing transportation of nuclear waste through their communities. Hayden commented about the safety of the WCS site. She described the WCS site as, quote, "not a safe place to store deadly high-level radioactive waste. Texans and those along transport routes shouldn't have to suffer the health, safety, security, financial, and environmental risks that transport and storage of the nation's most dangerous radioactive waste would bring." She continued, "People in Texas and New Mexico do not want our land to become the nation's radioactive waste dumping ground," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.